So about a year ago, I was browsing on YouTube and I came across a fascinating new type of content that I'd never seen before. And it taught me one really important thing about being a content creator, and I want to share that with you guys today. Hey guys, Frisk here. Welcome back to another episode of the Creator's Toolkit, and today we're going to talk about ASMR. So like I said about a year ago, I was actually looking for some creators that are making Star Wars content, Star Wars Battlefront content specifically. This was in support of the last Battlefront game that we released here at EA. And I came across, that was served to me in recommended, a really interesting video. And it was a video made by a creator named ASMR Darling. And it was plain Star Wars Battlefront ASMR style. And I didn't really know what it was at the time. And I looked and it had like more than a million views. And if there's ever a time you see something like that, you've just got to stop and say, wow, you have to see it. So I turned on the video and I started to watch. And needless to say, I was floored. I had never seen anything like this on YouTube before. I didn't even really know it existed. And I'm sure there's like a science behind ASMR, and it is a real thing. But there was one immediate thing that jumped to mind that I had been thinking about for quite a while, but never really been able to put a pin on. But seeing this specific type of content, like, really got me to believe that one key thing, that it's better to be different than it is to be good. Not to say ASMR Darling isn't good. She's very good at what she does. She has a huge following now. I've been watching throughout the last year or so her kind of grow. But even then, like, she was getting significant following, significant amount of views, and it was all based off of creating unique pieces of content, something that just hadn't been done. In addition to that, I've been noticing another very interesting and random type of content come onto the scene, specifically on Instagram, and it's very similar to react videos, but they're not reacting over trailers or movies or films or other videos. They're reacting to DIY and ads. And it's kind of like satirical. It's satirical in the sense that I don't even know why someone would do that. Why would you react to an ad? But, you know, a DIY ad that you might see, like BuzzFeed, how to cook, you know, this grilled cheese sandwich. But it got me to believe again, yet again, that it's better to be different than it is to be good. And then once you become different, then you strive to be the best. And I think Casey Neistat is another individual who's done this. And there's countless amounts of people who have as well. But it all starts with this one key thing that you shouldn't be, when you're trying to create, you shouldn't be trying to copy somebody else. You should be trying to find something that you really enjoy to create that's unique to you that maybe no one else is doing. And it's going to be the hardest thing that you're going to have to do. But I wanted to give you guys a few tips on just how to do that and then use a couple examples of what that might look like. So let's jump into it. Now, before I jump into these tips, let me explain what ASMR is. It's a relaxation technique that really is for helping you go to sleep. And it's done in a very unique way. I'm going to demonstrate that for you right now. You ready? Hey, this is Frisk here. I hope you're enjoying this podcast. And I hope you continue to listen and be relaxed. Because you deserve to relax as you listen to my podcast. So there it is. It's a whispering, tapping, flicking technique that's used to trigger relaxation. So back into the good stuff. So as you can tell, ASMR is very different. As a matter of fact, it's a good audio technique, and I wonder if there's some ASMR podcasts out there. I haven't actually looked. But if there isn't, that might be something interesting to look into. But anyways, being different is better than being good. That's what ASMR taught me. And it has a very valuable lesson included within it. See, because when you create, it's all about generating awareness. If you're good enough, If you're good enough to generate an audience, if you're good enough to have a personality that people want to come back to and listen to, then really it's all about just producing that content. And so a lot of times what happens is creators, they overproduce. They create so much because really those are all ad units to them. Those are all possibilities to get to your prospective audience. So the in front of the person that you want to reach, you know, for them to subscribe to you. And I see people making 2, 3, 4 videos a day, and that works for a lot of people. But some people just don't have that time. And if you don't have that time, and you can only make 1 video a day or 1 video a week, what do you do? And this is where I suggest it's better to be different than it is to be good, because that will help you with awareness. So basically, think about this. Look at all the different types of content that you like, all the different types of content that you watch or you listen to, and then try and find ways to fuse them together. Now, going back to the Casey Neistat reference where I mentioned he did a little bit of the same, you know, Casey, he took 2 very different things and fused it together to make 1 brand new thing. He took chocolate and peanut butter and made Reese's. He took vlogging and YouTube and reality television and merged it with film cinema to make a whole new style of video content. And when he came onto the scene and was able to do it well and do it every single day, tons of people jumped on board, as I'm sure you guys all know. And there's so many Casey clones out there right now trying to make videos just like him, but they're doing it wrong. You got to find something different, something that works for you, because ultimately you want to stand out. So if you go look at all the top creators out there, some of the bigger ones, and you want to find that one unifying factor that, you know, ultimately says, you know, how do you be successful like Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Casey Neistat, you know, ASMR Darling, like I'm talking about, PewDiePie, all these creators, you'll find one key thing. You'll find that they started to make something that was different than everybody else. They found their own unique path, their own niche, and really hammered it hard and worked as hard as they could to own it and drive it. And so when you're thinking about who you want to be or what type of creator you want to be, it comes down to a couple few things. What's your brand? Who are you trying to be? Why should someone follow you? And then also your delivery method. Are you creating something and delivering it in a way that's never been done before? Or at least not done at mass scale? So even consider this podcast. You know, I'm delivering tips. You know, I'm under this idea that could a daily podcast, very much like a vlogging style, work? Could I just bring my phone around me? Right now it's just me recording, but could I take it with me everywhere and just record all of my interactions and make a podcast out of that? You would listen to all the things that I say, listen to the meetings I'm in. You wouldn't see the video, you wouldn't the visuals, but you would hear it. And that'd be something very similar to a vlog, but it'd be a daily 10-20 minute podcast. That's actually something I'm considering. And we'll be testing more on that. So what's your guys' thoughts on this? You know, call in, let me know. Leave a comment. I want to hear how you're trying to be different. How you're trying to take chocolate. How you're trying to take peanut butter and make it into a Reese's. What is your Reese's? Now, before we wrap up, I want to thank so much of you for listening thus far, sending me notes, calling in. Really appreciate the support. Like I said, I've been trying to do some new things here. All of this really, really helps, and I'm glad to see all the love that you'll give to these short podcasts. So in conclusion, in closure, one last thing that you want to remember every single day. It's better to be different than to be good. Who's the next ASMR Darling? Who's the next Logan Paul? Who's the next Jake Paul? Who's the next Liza Koshy, David Dobrik, etc.? Is it you? Think about that. Really focus your time in planning that. You want to make videos where each video is different. You could spend 2 hours essentially trying to make 2 videos that have already been done that are going to get a couple hundred thousand views. Or you could spend 10 hours over the course of the entire week and come up with 1 really good video that's different, that's unique, that's fresh, that's watchable, that's clickable. And if you just put out that 1 video, it'll be 10 times better than just day in and day out making the same thing over and over again that everybody's already making. Listen to the numbers. Look at the numbers. They'll tell you what's working and what isn't. And it's going to be a hard decision to make, but when you see what's working and what isn't, you've got your answer. Double, triple down into that. Make it different. Make it unique. Plan ahead. And ultimately, you will be different. You will be good. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening to this. And until the next one, the Creator's Toolkit, we'll see ya. Peace.